Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robert Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I wonder, would people want Kevin Durant back for the finals? Because the Warriors are arguably more entertaining to watch in their current form. They don't feel unfair. You're getting a throwback vibe to the Splash Brothers. But when it comes to the Bucks have been the best team all year, so do we want to see those two teams playing at their very best? I'm joined now to discuss that and other NBA topics, Steve Ashburner, senior writer at NBA.com. Steve, would you agree that it's a formality now, the rest of these conference finals, and we're headed to Bucks and Warriors in the NBA finals?
Only 20 teams in the history of best of seven series in NBA playoffs, only 20 teams have ever come back after losing the first two games. So, you know, it's not unheard of. Four of them have done it in the last 3 years, but LeBron's been on two of those teams. And one was a Boston team that was far superior to the Chicago team that took an early lead. I think it's a safe assumption.
You know, Milwaukee's starting to get the credit I think they've earned all year, and it took people a while to come around to it. The comparison I've used for them is not that they're the similar rosters, but or even necessarily completely similar styles, but they kind of remind me of the 2011 Mavericks in the sense of they're built around one singular force and then well-constructed otherwise with a bunch of very good players, if not great players. The 2011 Mavs were kind of Dirk and the 2001 All-Stars. And this year's Bucks team is kind of Giannis and a huge group of, you know, B or B-plus level players.
Yeah, you know, I think that's fair. I was thinking last night after the game, after I came back to the hotel, that compared to, you know, what we've seen a lot lately because of LeBron's dominance, where you got these veteran players that knew that the best way to, you know, pursue a ring was with LeBron, that the role players, if you want to call them that, on Milwaukee, you know, they're taking a more active role than those guys who sort of joined up on Cleveland. I'm not saying the guys that were with the Cavaliers and LeBron, you know, were free riders, but, you know, they had to perform in niches. They each had their role. They each had a little thing they did. LeBron was doing the heavy lifting. And this team has taken a lot of pride in extending leads when Antetokounmpo is on the bench. And they have done that more often than not, where you look at plus minuses, and a lot of times it's the you know, the most notable ones, and I understand how that can be a faulty stat, but nonetheless, you know, those guys can put up some pretty big numbers, and the actual lead when it's, whether it's bench against bench or bench against the other guys, you know, two or three starters and a couple reserves. So they're more vibrant, involved veteran guys, you know, second tier players in terms of, We want to do this too. You know, Giannis is on his way up. He has not established himself like LeBron, but it's almost like they do have that dynamic. Or I thought of the Orlando Magic in 2009 when they made it to the finals. You know, that was a one in, four out setup that Stan Van Gundy had with Dwight Howard. Now just imagine Dwight Howard, you know, being Giannis, being able to do, you know, so many of the other things that Dwight Howard can't do.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're better players than the guys that were around LeBron outside of, you know, the star teammates that LeBron has had. But your point's well taken. They have a lot of length and they have a lot of shooting, and they're willing to let it fly. But they've certainly extended those leads when he's been sitting down. Robin Lundberg talking to Steve Ashburner, senior writer at NBA.com here on CBS Sports Radio. Now to the West and the Warriors, it's fascinating what's going on with them because, you know, since Durant got there, it sort of felt unfair to me. You know, you had a 73-win team and you added Durant. And then that led to topics within topics, whether, you know, Durant made the wrong move or who's the best player on the team. And it felt like Durant had taken that mantle of clearly and without argument the best player on that team this season. Yet all of a sudden he goes out and Steph goes right back to being the MVP Steph Curry. So it sort of feels like Steph was maybe a victim of his own selflessness in a way. And now we see that 73-win Warriors kind of team again out there, which leads to the natural question, who's actually better, Steph Curry or Kevin Durant?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, and we are having that sort of put in front of us right now. I mean, I look at it, and it makes me think of a situation. Say you're married, and your spouse has to go out of town for a week, and all of a sudden you're at home, and you're remembering things about your life before that union where, hey, I do like staying up late and flipping channels, or I do like eating peanut butter out of the jar. I mean, you remember things of that, that was me back then, and this is me now, and am I really happier? Is it better? It to me, it strikes me like that. I think that, in a way, I would almost say that Steph Curry is the better player, only in that he's a unique player in a way that Durant is not. I don't know that we've seen anybody quite like Steph Curry. When you factor in his shooting range, his accuracy from pretty much anywhere on the floor, some of the other things he brings in terms of setting the pace and the tone for his team, he's going to end up, if this, you know, trend continues, and whether it's early Steph or mid-career Steph that, you know, has yielded, I think, some of his game to Durant, he's going to end up, you know, as one of the top two or three point guards of all time. And Durant's going to be vying with a number of guys in the top 10 or top 15, I think, by the time things are done. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, you'd say, well, maybe Curry is the better player. I mean, you look at Durant and say, what does he lack? You know, his defense has gotten more respect, in the last couple of years. Yeah, he's not a big bulky guy, but big bulk does not lend itself to today's game anyway. But I think just in terms of being different and special, and the back-to-back MVPs, which is forever a marker in his favor, you know, it's possible. And I think everybody's having a lot of fun sort of recalling those Warrior teams of way back in 15 and 16. And it'll be interesting to see them have to shift gears again when Durant and even Cousins come back.
Yeah, we'll see how they deal with that, especially if they got to deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. Steve, appreciate your time this morning, man. Thanks for joining.
All right, thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.